She doesn't sail the ocean all too often, but Lake Michigan, yes, and Chicago River, yes. Holly Agra, co-owner of Chicago's Mercury Skyline Cruise Line. Hello, Holly.
Hello, Steve.
How are you?
I'm just fine. It's a beautiful day in Chicago, and Chicago is open for business.
You know, this is my favorite thing ever, 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 ever that I have done repeatedly. And you know how I gave you the idea of a cruise for dogs all these years ago?
Yeah.
I've got another idea. And
okay.
That would be a whale watching trip on Lake Michigan.
That might not be a good value for our customers.
Why?
We work in freshwater. There's no whales in freshwater.
But here's the secret. If you offer enough liquid libation on the cruise, people will see whales, I can assure you. After three beers, maybe four, you'll see more than whales. Maybe some sharks, too. Who knows?
Well, I'm not sure we could guarantee that, but we appreciate your creativity.
Indeed, I'm sure you do. So this is so exciting, just around the corner. The Architecture Foundation narrated the original Architecture Foundation cruises that you offer the boat for. And without the boat, it would be really tough to do it. You know, these began how many years ago? Approximately.
I would say approximately 32, 33 years ago.
Wow.
Historically, the Chicago Architecture Foundation was known for its terrific walking tours, with small groups of guests where a volunteer docent would describe the architecture close up. All around the city, and eventually became divided tours specializing in different styles of architecture or lobbies of buildings, all types of interesting things. But then someone got the idea to put the docents on a boat and see the entire laboratory of architecture displayed on the Chicago riverfront.
Well, that's a good way to put it, and I've done this every year, and I'm no expert by any means at all on Chicago architecture, but I tell you, I learn something every time I go. Now, you began these, you said, about 30 years ago, and at that point in time, I believe no one else on the Chicago River was offering that, let alone in other cities anywhere else in the country. And now people come to Chicago, one of the first things they want to do, and it seems everyone offers an architecture cruise, but the difference is, I happen to know you're the only ones with Chicago Architecture Foundation docents. So the captain might say on these other boats, there's a tall building there, it's one of the tallest, and there's another, the balconies are really nice. Oh, and there's another, it's green, the building is. That's way different than what the Chicago Architecture Foundation docents have to say.
Well, that's right, and they are really the most dedicated group of individuals who give the tours as a volunteer because they love it. They just love sharing their knowledge of architecture and the stories of the architects who built the buildings and all the passion that they eject on every tour can just not be replicated.
You're right, and they know so much, but what they seem to have a passion for is articulating what they know. It's amazing. I mean, at one point, I don't remember the year it was or the building it was even, but someone asked about chandeliers that this building inside, you can't see them from the boat, has however many beautiful something-something designed chandeliers. And the docent knew exactly what this person was talking about. The other thing is you get people, and hopefully you will begin to get them soon, from all over the world, don't you?
Yes, we are waiting for international travel to come back to the United States. I think that there were some discussions about that at the recent G7 conference this week. So we're very hopeful that all of the EU countries and the UK are eager for our visitors to come back to them as well. So it will be a two-way street or a two-way air system to get travel back on track. But we're just so excited that Chicago is open. Everything is back to 100%. We can't wait to welcome meetings and conventions back to our city, which will be the last segment of travel to Chicago.
And I know you're a part of all of that. And I just came back from a conference in Florida. So
there, wonderful.
Yeah, there it was, you know, about 30% of what it typically is, but it was still a large conference, even at 30%, because it's typically so huge. And it was wonderful. Now, when are these? I'm talking about the Chicago Architecture Foundation narrated cruises that go up and down the Chicago River out onto Lake Michigan. When do they kick off again?
Well, let me just clarify. The Chicago Architecture Foundation Center River Cruise aboard Chicago's First Lady cruises for 90 minutes on all three branches of the Chicago River.
Oh, okay.
So yep. Once you get out to the lake, it's a little far away to be able to see the intricate details of the architecture. Mm-hmm. So we started cruising in April, and now we are really back full force with multiple cruises every day, except we're not quite open yet on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But basically, you can pick up a tour anytime from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they're 90 minutes. You'll see all three branches of the Chicago River. And every time you cruise with us, you'll have a different docent giving you their personal perspective and sharing their knowledge, which makes it even more fun because no two cruises are the same.
And what is the website for that?
The website is cruisechicago.com.
Okay, now in the little bit of time we have left, you know I need to talk about the most important thing there is ever, and that is the Canine Cruise, which began with you right here in the studio talking to me about, well, how things are going, and I had this idea that there should be an architecture cruise for dogs, and you said, what? What is he talking about? I said, really? You can point out the city with the most fire hydrants in the park, or the park with the most squirrels. And you thought, this guy's crazy, but the TV cameras came out when you had all these dogs on the boat, and you've now been doing this for how many years?
I think almost 20 years, Steve.
Wow, that ages me, for if nothing
that
else.
That ages both of us, absolutely. How many generations of dogs have we had fun with? But the Canine Cruise is going to begin after the 4th of July on Saturday, July 10th, and runs on Saturdays and Sundays at 10:15 in the morning. And it's a lot of fun, and all the great things that you can go outside and do now. You don't have to leave your dog at home. You can bring your dog with you.
So the dogs are welcome to go on the cruise as well. And so far, the dogs have stayed on the cruise. They haven't ended up in the water, I hope.
Nope, no dogs fishing for Chicago river fish, but they have a great time with their head in the wind, and it's a fun time for all, and certainly we see many families with kids and multiple dogs, and it's just a great outing on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Well, truly located to near where you are, there are lots of restaurants that welcome dogs as long as you're sitting outside, so you could do the boat ride, then have a nice bite to eat at any number of restaurants, and take the entire family with you. The website is the same for that?
That's mercurycruises.com.
Okay, mercurycruises.com. You're the ones located right at Michigan and Wacker on the southeast side of the river, correct?
Correct, right on the Chicago Riverwalk. And there's lots of fun to enjoy on the Riverwalk, either before or after your cruise.
Holly Agra, it is always good to talk with you, especially now. Welcome back, I think, are the best two words I can say.
Thank you so much, and thank you, and we can't wait to welcome you aboard as well.
Thank you. Thank you. And she made me, this is an honor of my life, an honorary captain some number of years ago. So if you see me on board, ignore everything I say, because I'll probably say things like, there's a poop deck over there in the corner, and that's where your dog should go. I